Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Does it still sound like pure sex in your ears with the new FM dial here on 96.5 The Fan? I'm not going to lie to you. You know how we talk how whenever we leave this station every day, it's normally either music or nothing on in the car. That's not a shot at Cody and Gold. You do 4 hours of sports radio. Normally you just want to relax.
Yeah.
And somebody always asks me, like, do you listen to other radio stations? Do you listen to other podcasts? Of course, but not immediately afterwards. But yesterday I got my car, and I put it on 96.5 The Fan. Boy, is it different.
It is, right?
I'm not going to lie to you.
I had 610 on in the car in the morning because it wasn't switched over yet. Yeah. I was listening to Ben, you know, do his show, and I came in. I got in the car yesterday, had 610 on, flipped it over to 96.5. Completely different, folks. Completely different. And heard from so many people yesterday about the difference in it, about not having to lose the signal under the bridge anymore, and, right, and all that kind of stuff. People are loving the new FM signal. I know some people will stay on the AM side, and that's great as well. I mean, the 610 is an amazing signal, but yeah, if you're on the FM side, man, we are crystal clear. It sounds awesome, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys all had people reach out to you. I had a bunch of friends that were like, man, like they were taking pictures. They were sharing on Instagram.
Yeah,
they
it was
were,
great.
They're like, this sounds so much different. And like, I would look down in their presets and I'd be like, oh, there's no more 610. It's all just 96.5. I was like, all right, there we go.
A lot of people were setting all of their presets in the car yesterday to 96.5 because there's nowhere else to go. I was talking to my buddy Justin over at the J yesterday. We were having this conversation. He goes, this is pretty cool. You're on 96.5 now FM. I go, yeah. And it's a one-stop shop. He goes, yeah, you never have to leave that dial for anything. I'm like, no, you got nowhere to go for anything because we got K-State, we got Missouri, we got the Chiefs, we got the Royals, and we got us all in beautiful FM sound. And so hopefully everybody enjoyed yesterday, you know, kind of the day debut of the new station. And I say it's, you know, I don't want to say business as usual, but it's business as usual. We're going to be talking sports, having fun with you, doing our thing, and you know, listening to the Chiefs and crystal clear FM here, and listening to, I can't wait for the Royals game tonight, actually, to hear what baseball's going to sound like on FM, right?
Yeah, I am interested in that, to hear you know, the broadcast, to like, you know, kind of hear the small sounds, like, you know, the crack of the bat, the pop of the glove, you know, the interviews, hear Vern's voice on 610 Sports Radio. It's already got pure sex appeal on Vern's voice, but I mean, it's going to sound that much better.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it's so different. And I know that people are like, oh, you're biased. You work for that station. No, I'm dead serious.
I know it's not a biased comment. No, it's fact.
I put it on. I was like, man, I can smell Alex Gold's breath through my speakers.
Yeah,
like that's how clear it was.
It's a different ball game. It really is.
It really was.
You know, we've never had that here in Kansas City before. And you can listen on the app and whatnot, and it sounds, you know, kind of FME, if you will. But man, when you put it on the FM and it's blaring through those speakers, it really does sound good. So if you're still listening on the AM, great. We love you. I love having you along. But if you're listening on the FM, man, you understand what we're talking about. It is crystal clear. It is beautiful. And it is wonderful, man.
The way that I look at it is, you know, do you remember, I guess it's not that old, but do you remember when you would have like the normal channels and then you could go to like the 500s and it would be like the HD version?
Yeah, right.
That's how I kind of look at yesterday. Like you could watch it on channel 4.
Right.
And this is before like all those stations went to HD, and they did that because
I was actually thinking about that myself yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
So like you used to watch like a Chiefs game on, you know, CBS on channel 3. But if you went to like 3003, it was the HD version, and it was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Now you can just easily go to your remote, hit 3, and it's, you know, the game. It's not that big of a difference, but there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not significant. But then if you went to like 3003, it was like, whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
And that's what yesterday kind of reminded me of. Like you could put it on the old number and it would, you know, it would still be there. It's easy. You don't have to change anything. Or you take 2 seconds and turn the dial. Like I got in my car, the first thing I did was reset the preset.
That's what I did too.
And then I was like, whoa.
Like that old Max Headroom commercial from back in the day where you're like, whoa, man. Like, whoa. How great it sounds. And I was thinking the same thing yesterday. I was out, you know, doing my jog at the J yesterday, and I was thinking about, like, I remember when TV switched to HD and all the anchors and whatnot complained about it. We don't need this. It's going to make us look old and all that kind of stuff. And they were really upset about moving to HD. And I'm like, imagine if we had that same approach to moving to FM. We don't need the... No, we do. It's great. It's wonderful, man. I'm really still excited about it. And I don't know that I'm ever not going to be excited about the fact that they're giving us this opportunity to be on 96.5 The Fan and talk to everybody. And so we're really excited about it. I mean, so many people are on the FM dial. So many people I heard from yesterday, you know, that I haven't heard from in a while. That was nice as well to hear from so many people that, you know, I haven't heard from in months, years, maybe, you know, and that are listening and that are loving it and that are excited about it and really like feel good about it. Like people are taking ownership in this station in Kansas City. And that's what I appreciate as well, because as I've said, and you've said, Dusty, it's not about us. It's about you guys. You guys deserve this FM station, a one-stop shop for all of your sports needs in Kansas City. So it's a Friday as well, and so we're gonna hit the ground running and have some fun with this thing for the rest of time, right?
Yeah.
Somebody on the text line, I do like this one from the 816. All your voices sound like new hosts now.
We had so many of those yesterday. That's funny.
Yeah.
You guys have more bass in your voice now. It's like,
it's the FM. It's the FM now. So anyway, maybe our voices do sound different, maybe they don't, but what hasn't changed is we did get our first talk sports text on the new station. Came about 7 hours ago, not sure who they were texting on the station at that point in time, but I do like it from the 785. When did you guys become Siskel and Ebert? How about you stick to sports? So even on the FM, we got stick to sports guy getting a little ticked off on a Thursday night that somebody may have been talking about a movie. Was that Binkley?
No, that person has to be at least 60.
Yeah.
Because one of those guys has been in the ground for like 20 years.
Siskel and Ebert. Yeah.
Which one is it?
Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert, I believe, is alive. I think it's Gene Siskel that is dead. And you're right. It has to be at least 20 years that guy's been dead, right?
So, I mean, like, I think it's just been, they've been calling it like one name.
I think it's just been like, go to the movies with Roger Ebert since Siskel died. But I don't even know that Roger Ebert is doing it anymore.
I don't either.
Or even like, I'm 50-50 on whether or not he's still with us.
What about that for a bit? Dead or alive?
Oh, God, Josh and I would do that all the time. We've had people dead that weren't dead. We've had people, oh, yeah, that guy's still alive. We lost him in 03?
I mean, that's like a slow pitch softball of a bit.
Oh, it is.
Bon Jovi's your bump music.
Yeah.
You know, dead or alive.
There you go. Yeah. So there
we
it is.
We find three names.
Yeah. And you go dead or alive. You know, they used to do it on MTV.
What?
They used to Debtor Canadian was a good one as well. we did that for a little bit as well. Debtor Canadian. Dead? No, he's Canadian. Oh, okay. Didn't know that. So.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
Yeah.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
So anyway, we'll do our thing, and then if we want to talk about movies, we'll talk about movies, because you know what? Sports fans watch movies too, sir.
I still need to go see Twisters.
I hear it's great.
I can't believe Binkley's seen that before.
I can't believe Binkley's been to a relevant movie in the last 10 years.
Yeah, he came into my neck of the woods. He went on a date, and he goes, Dustman, probably going to go to 3rd Street Social for dinner and going to go to Neighborhood Cafe in the morning. Gonna go see Twisters.
Whoa. Back up a little bit here.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah, wait, what?
What do you mean, in the morning?
Brian Winterhorse, if you go see a movie at night and you go get breakfast in the morning, you know?
Binkley!
Wow!
Jay, call in if you're listening. The new phone number is 913-586-7965. Tell us if you had breakfast in Lee Summit.
And Jay, I'm sorry if I gave away too much information.
My goodness, Binkley's going to be mad at you, brother. Like, he's not going to be happy. Dustman, I don't want you telling my personal life on the air.
I feel like he kind of likes it.
No, I don't think
he wants people know that he's ripping college sports takes, and he's also hanging with ladies.
I got to be honest with you, Dusty. I think if Jay Binkley wasn't working here, he'd be texting in Talk Sports. I kind of think that would be his M.O.
I don't know. He likes food.
He does.
He likes food topics.
And beer. He does. Yeah. But movies, to me, I don't know. I didn't know that Jay was a movie buff.
Maybe not a movie buff, but I think he also understands the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, he went and saw Twisters.
It's not like he went and saw
Casablanca. What is that? Something flews from a cuckoo's nest?
One flew over the cuckoo's nest? I don't know that that's still showing in theaters, but
They show retro movies.
Well, probably a reboot of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is on the way, because that's what all we do now is reboot everything, right? Like 610 Sports Radio has been rebooted.
Could you imagine? I do want to ask Jay Binkley this, because I've introduced him to Paige Spiranek, and he can't run away from her. Mm-hmm. And I want to be like, if Paige Spiranek asked you to go see Wicked the movie on Thursday night, September 5th at 7 o'clock, would you do it?
You go.
I
think the answer is no for Jay Binkley.
I think it's yes.
You do. Really?
I also think he'd do this. Am I getting laid?
Yeah.
he'd definitely have a follow up. And I'd be like, I don't know, man. That's up to you at that point. I'm just setting you up on the field.
Right.
Where you go to the ninth inning is up to you. Either you're out in the second inning, or you go all the way to that. You throw a complete game shutout.
I think Jay Binkley would pass on that, though. I really do, man. I really do. He's got to watch the Chiefs versus a date. No, I definitely think he would pass on that.
Or he'd be like, can I record it? And after we do the thing, I can watch midnight?
Of course you'd record the game. Of course. That's what you're going to have to do, man.
But you know you'd have to see it live. I'd be like, no cell phone, no updates.
Nothing.
You got to go.
Yeah, I think Jay Binkley would be a hard pass at that. I think that's where he is, man. I think that's where he is. From the 785, a sports and leisure station. I'm down. Yes, that's exactly what it is. We talk about what sports fans are talking about, man.
That was always my favorite pie spot on Trivia Pursuit.
Yeah, sports and leisure. Yeah.
And that was
the only one I ever could have an answer to.
You could do the pop culture one, like the TV or arts entertainment or whatever it was.
Well, maybe, but I always went sports, the orange one. You know, I always went to the sports category because, you know, that's what I was as a kid growing up, big sports guy. So maybe some of the pop culture stuff, but Trivial Pursuit ain't easy.
No. Well, it depends on what version you got. If you got the one that came out when your parents were like 20, it's tough. But I like I'd always like the history. Sports and leisure, and then the pink was like entertainment.
Entertainment you could do, yeah. No, I actually had the all sports Trivial Pursuit when I was a kid growing up, and
that's
so each category was like baseball, football, whatever the categories were. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Makes you feel smart, like doing the TV Guide crossword puzzle back in the day, right? Like,
I remember that. It was always done because my dad would get right to it. It was actually like a battle between my dad and my sister.
Yeah,
and you'd open the TV Guide and you'd see Seinfeld on the front, like, what's Jerry going to talk about? And then you'd go to the middle of it and be like, oh. Okay.
I love TV Guide. That was a must-read publication. But the crossword puzzle was so easy. I mean, it was like Golden Blank TV show. Okay. Can't figure that one out.
Golden Oak.
Golden Oak. We'll get to them in just one second. Big news from Golden Oak yesterday, actually.
Nice.
So can't wait to talk about them. But, Sports and Leisure Station. I'm down. I like that from the 785.
No, this is 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty with our executive producer, Mac Morey. It's 816 Day. Happy 816
Happy
Day.
Happy 816 Day to you as well. Yeah.
So we will have, like we always do, we will engage with the audience throughout the day. We'll have four different topics of 816-themed things. Big news here. You want to go ahead and announce who's going to be on the show today?
Eric Hosmer is going to join us today. Hos is going to join us later on today.
From the Dig and Deep podcast and... Possibly.
From the Digging Deep podcast is how he bills the man. I like that. Former Royal superstar.
Yeah.
This guy's got a pod.
Not only that, just saying, might be, could be, possibly a fan of the show. Just saying. He said he likes the FM dial. Said he likes where we're going. Could be a fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Through text. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, and this is Fesco and Dusty. We'll come back. We'll talk about a little bit of, you know, iconic foods. Happy 816 Day.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, baby, get me in the mood for tonight. I'm excited. Golf round after the show, and then Turnpike Troubadours tonight.
Over there at Sandstone?
That's right, baby.
I heard it's supposed to rain. I was just talking to our friend Nikki over at 99.7 The Point.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, and she was saying how beautiful our voices sound on the FM dial as she was listening, driving in yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was all of a sudden the weather graphic was behind her. It said 4 to 6 inches of rain tonight. I'm like, where is that? And she goes, oh, just a little north of here, it looks like. I'm like, oh, my God, it's supposed to rain tonight? She goes, yeah, around 8 o'clock. So you need to wear a slicker if you're going to that concert tonight.
Nope. I just watched my girl Lindsay Anderson.
That's what she had on. Same channel.
She just said zero rain.
Did she? All right.
Yep.
All right. Because Nikki's like, it's going to rain out
high
there.
High of 90, and it's going to be hot.
Hot out there. Humid, hot, nasty.
Yeah. H-A-W-T, hot.
Yeah, that is a hot one.
Hot, too.
Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
No, I love Turnpike Troubadours. They're good.
Good show.
Yeah, I've seen them. I saw them last year, and then I said to myself, every year I'm going to make a tradition to see this band.
And they're playing off the Kansas Turnpike, which is even better.
Mm-hmm. Which means I can legally gamble while watching the concert.
You can, yeah, right, yes.
Because I thought about making a couple bets before I left here today, and then I'm like, well, I'm not going to be in tune. I'm going to be with a group of people. We're going to be at the concert. And then I'm like,
and in Kansas.
I'm going to be in Kansas.
Right, so. Yeah.
Royals and Reds tonight. We'll dive into that in a little bit. But I do want to do a fun little, you know, some Chiefs stuff, most valuable Chiefs. But before we do that, it is a happy 816 Day.
Yeah, happy 816 Day to everybody listening, even in the 913, right? Yeah. Like, as we talked about yesterday, it's okay, like, to celebrate 816 Day, even if you do live in the 913, because we're all part of Kansas City. And we're doing a Kansas City History Night for 816 Day coming up on September 26th, actually, my podcast partner, Diane Houston, and I. We're taking our history podcast on the road to Kelly's, okay?
Ooh.
September 26th, it's a Thursday night, and we're going to do a trivia night to benefit the Westport Historical Society because we're our history podcast. You can sign up at Westport. Let me see. What is this? This is a big website address, Diane. Westport, this. westporthistorical.org/events. I'm like, Westport this? What? westporthistoricalkc.org/events. Sign up September 26th. It's $25 a person. It includes snacks from Guy's Deli, drink specials, chance at all kinds of Chiefs prizes and things of that nature. And we'll be there hanging out. It starts at 6:30. So get on down to Kelly's on September 26th. Mac, I expect you there. I know you're a big trivia buff and especially a history buff.
Oh, of course.
Sounds like Bob's not going to be doing the show on the 27th of September.
No, I'll be there. I'm fine. I'm an adult.
Okay. This is 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with executive producer Mac Morey here on a Friday or a
Friday.
There you go.
Yep.
But it is 816 Day, which this is kind of funny. Our text line, 913-586-7965. Don't worry, in September on the 13th, we will do a 913 Day.
That's right. And so, we will celebrate beige and silver minivans.
And carpool lanes. And Starbucks
and
coffees.
And Starbucks coffees. Yeah. And pumpkin spiced everything.
And Stanley's.
And Uggs.
I like Uggs. I might get a pair.
All right, go
Rose,
for it.
Rose and Stanley's.
Yeah. Yes.
What's wrong with Rose?
Yeah.
No, it's just nothing.
Rose in Stanley's.
In Stanley's.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's carpool lane.
In the carpool lane. In your silver minivan while wearing Uggs. Telling people you have a pumpkin spice latte.
I might have kids if that's the case.
Yeah.
No, but it is 816 Day, so chime in. Today, our first 816 Day is,
Iconic foods of 816.
Iconic foods of Kansas City. I think the most iconic food really is the burnt end, right? I mean, there's no question about it. It is indigenous to Kansas City. People have tried to copy it in other markets and other places. It just doesn't work as well. To me, there's nothing more iconic in Kansas City than the burnt end. When somebody comes to Kansas City, what do I need to eat? Smokehouse barbecue, burnt ends. Boom, book it done.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I just did it like last week. Whenever I would work at Jack Stack, you know, obviously an iconic restaurant in Kansas City, kind of known for its thing. There's ones in Kansas and Missouri. People would come in. I'd get business guys on trips all the time. Obviously, Oracle is right down the street from where I worked, formerly known as Cerner. And you'd have guys come in and be like, hey, yeah, I'm flying in from out of town. I don't know what to order. I'm like, brisket, burnt ends, or just go all burnt ends. It's kind of a Kansas City staple. What is a burnt end? I'm like,
a delicious piece of meat.
I always described it as meat candy.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a nice char on the outside, tender, juicy in the center, barbecue sauce. It's great. I'll bring you a little sample. I'd give it to him. Yeah, whatever the meal is with that, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why at Joe's KC, they only do it on Wednesdays.
Right.
There's a reason why at Q39, they only have, you have to order a certain platter to get the burnt ends. Another iconic food that I had was Town Topic.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah.
You know, it's Andy Reid's favorite hamburger. That guy's a connoisseur of food. He's a foodie. And, that's one of his favorite burgers in the 816. And it's one of those kind of, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's great if you're, you know, tossed at 1 o'clock and you're downtown.
Man, we took the kids there before the ballet on Christmas Eve one year.
Yeah, dude.
It's great. They great parenting.
Yeah. And I guarantee you they loved it. I guarantee your daughter's like, this burger's great, Dad. Can you make one of these on the Blackstone? Similar, but not.
You can't duplicate that. Nah.
You can. What is it? Often implicated, never duplicated.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Often imitated.
Imitated, yes.
That's the Hooters, yes.
Yeah. We do smash burgers on our Blackstone. It's very good. And then the other one that I think is maybe not as iconic as most people think, but Kansas City kind of has a lot of good, like, authentic street-style tacos.
Oh, San Antonio's down in the KCK area. Yeah, yeah. Was that where that came from?
Our buddy Ossie brought him up.
Oh, God.
And what's crazy
for 2 weeks, it smelled like onion in here.
We did our job.
Yeah.
We did our job. Like, we literally, he brought it up. I gave two to Rob. I gave two to Carrington. JT had two. And then we threw it away in the outside trash. Dude, authentic street tacos, man. They got that onion. They got that pico. They got that sauce.
My God, for 2 weeks, this place smelled like onion.
It was brutal.
Oh, it was awful. But they're so good. Like, San Antonio's is the best by far, I think, anyway. I mean, we love going down
there on a
Saturday.
You got to take it easy on the orange sauce, though.
Oh, it's good.
Just a couple of dribbles.
No,
that's all you need.
I pour that on, brother. Oof. Oh, I love it.
I feel bad for you the next morning.
So good. Well, I feel bad for me every day.
So if any listeners want to bring up some San Antonio's today.
Yeah, we'll be more than happy to eat it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. I'm going to say iconic food, and I want to throw one out there. I've never had it. I don't think you've ever had it, Mac. I guarantee you've never had it, but people talk about it all the time. In a tub tacos. Is that considered an iconic food? Everybody talks about
it. Up north, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like their thing.
Right.
But I'm not driving up north to get in a tub.
Right. Exactly. Right.
I mean, I will try it. I'm not against anything, but the powdered cheese kind of, I'm afraid it's going to like cake in my mouth. You
it
know
will.
What I mean by
yeah,
that?
No, I understand. Yeah.
And
I
that kind of freaks me out, but I mean, I'll try it.
You'll try it, right? Yeah. And you know, Tammy from the Westons always like, you gotta come up and eat these in a tub. I'm like, well, why? If I'm up there, I'm going to the airport, I'm probably not gonna get the tacos, then you fart on the plane.
Oh no.
From the 816, iconic foods in Kansas City, In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My former general manager and friend Robin says cheesy corn only in Kansas City.
Is that only in Kansas City? A cheesy corn
she
thing?
She knows her stuff.
It probably is only in Kansas City. Yeah. I've never really looked outside the area for cheesy corn. You know,
shout out Robin.
I don't barbecue outside of Kansas City. We do it the best. Why would I want to do it anywhere else?
I do it in Carolina when I go because I love a pulled pork coleslaw sandwich.
Yeah, you go to Carolina a lot.
I used to, but we went 7 years in a row to Myrtle Beach.
Wow, really?
We'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get in the Chevy Astro van. And head east.
How long did it take you to drive
there?
Two days. Where'd you stop?
We'd stop in Nashville.
Okay.
Shout out, Mac.
So, yeah, there you go. Did you hang out with him when you were down there?
No, he wasn't even alive. Right. We would stop in Nashville or Asheville. There's like a bunch of Vills.
A lot of Vills in Tennessee.
Asheville's great, too.
Yeah, we'd either stop in Asheville or Nashville. We'd get up the next morning at 8. Of course, I was a little kid. I'd put on the swim trunks, go down to the hotel pool, cannonball swim.
Of course,
my parents loved it. We were out of the hotel room. We were out of the car. They got to have their time to just
decompress. decompress, right.
And then we go back up, fall asleep, go the next morning, take this whatever drive it was, and get to Myrtle Beach around 4:30, 5 o'clock at night, go straight to the beach, and it was on, baby.
If you have young kids, the best vacation for you is to get a hotel in Overland Park or Independence or Blue Springs that has a pool and just go there for a week. It saves you a lot of money, and that's all the kids want. Where's the pool? Okay, fine. Thank you
very much. So we'll do that all day today. We'll do 816 day today here in Kansas City. So that was your most iconic foods in the 816. So if you have any, 913-586-7965.
That's right.
This is 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with Mac Murray as well. Let's move on to some Chiefs stuff.
Okay.
Some notes. Camp is over. Thank God.
Camp is over, yeah.
This was kind of a rough camp.
Yeah.
Bolton got hurt.
Yeah.
Wanya Morris got hurt. Kadarius Toney, par for the course.
Did he make it to camp? Do we know?
I know he was there for a few running back plays.
Right.
After that, I don't really know.
After that, I don't know what happened to Kadarius Toney. Seriously, has he been practicing? I have no idea.
I really don't know. I think he's still
disappeared, right?
The guy in the bubble is what basically he is. But we saw Juwan Taylor get carted off.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. I talked to somebody yesterday, and he'll be out 3 or 4 days, and you know he'll miss this game, I think, and whatnot. But they expect to have him back last week. And I was having a conversation at lunch yesterday with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about Juwan Taylor. And the matter of Juwan Taylor is, like, the perception of Juwan Taylor in that first game against the Detroit Lions, I think, distorted everybody's perception of what Juwan Taylor is as a football player. Mm. Juwan Taylor's a really effing good football player. And because Chris Collins kind of embarrassed him on national TV.
He was bullied last year by the refs.
He really was. No, and then Andy Reid stepped in and goes, okay, enough. Yeah, and then they stopped calling it. Yeah. They stopped calling it. Once Andy Reid kind of commented about it, like, I think you're using him as an example, the flag stopped. Juwan Taylor's a good football player. And I know people are kind of, oh, how could you say that? Because you judged him based on that Lions game where the refs were bullying Juwan Taylor, trying to send a message, whatever they were doing. See, that's how refereeing can get involved in the script, okay? People always like, the script? I'm like, how? Refereeing? You're calling this false start penalty that everybody's doing, and you're trying to set an example with Juwan Taylor on that. But once he got past that, or the refs stopped calling that, Juwan Taylor's a really good player. So when I heard that he went down, I was like, oh, God. I like Juwan Taylor. He's been a nice right tackle for this team. But he's going to be okay. And that's the good news, is he's going to be fine. We'll get ready for the season, and Juwan Taylor will be out there and ready to rock and roll. And look, I really like him. I may be in the minority on that one, but I really like him as a football player.
Yeah, I would say that last year was frustrating for me because there was probably some plays where he did jump a little early. There was a few times where it was like, okay, man, stop. But then I did think he was being targeted. Of course he was.
Yeah.
Like a kid that gets in trouble a couple of times in middle school or high school. And then all of a sudden, if he sneezes, it's to the office.
Exactly. You've got a reputation.
Yeah,
right.
And it's like, okay. And then you started watching around the league. And then I even got all the way to the Super Bowl, and I was still watching tackles or, you know, whatever to see. And it was
that takes away from the game.
Yeah, you're like ruining a play. And then you'd see like Trent Williams do it, and you're like, hey, I get it. I sound like a homer. I sound like I'm biased. But like, if you're calling it for this, then it needs to be called unanimously for everybody. And I don't know, man. It was like, you know, people that line up offsides on offense, oh, they don't call it. And then remember the next week, like even Damon Hughes tweeted about it. He was like, if Kadarius Toney's getting called for offsides, let's go to that very night. I think it was like we had an offensive offside that very night. Jalen Waddle twice in a game. They paused the screen. Even Damon Hughes did paused the screen, and you could see that they were offsides. It's like, okay, what are we doing?
Well, did you ask the referee though? Kadarius Toney clearly ask the ref. If you ask the ref and he says you're onsides, then that's on the referee. Like then he's blind, right? The problem with Kadarius Toney was he didn't ask the referee. He just lined up and no man. It was so bizarre. Like, I mean, like, it was so egregious. I'd never seen that penalty called in my life, ever. And I've watched a lot of football over the years. I've never seen an offensive offsides like that called before. But you got to look at the referee and go, am I onsides? And if the referee goes, yeah, you're good, then you're good. And if he says, no, you got to back up, well, then you got to back up. The problem is Kadarius Toney never asked the guy. But the Juwan Taylor thing I thought was going to be kind of the MO. Like, each year they go into a season and they don't really tell you what they're going to focus on. Then all of a sudden the refs start calling these penalties. you're like, where the hell did this one come from? Like the Juwan Taylor one last year, right? Like that became kind of a point of emphasis for a lot of people. And it backfired on the Chiefs, I think, a little bit. Andy got pissed. They stopped calling the penalty. And here we sit with a really good right tackle. So the good news is he'll be back and ready to go. And everybody should be set for the regular season, right?
If you went and go watch Lane Johnson on the Eagles, who's widely regarded as the best tackle in the league, I mean, every snap.
They all do
every
it.
Every snap. Yeah. They all
you,
do
you
it.
Get that quick, you know, that, that jab step, if you will, backwards. Yes. And people want to get a quick advantage and whatnot. Like, does it really affect the game? No.
Right. But it affects the drive. It affects the plays because then they get to see it and then you have to scrap that play and throw it away.
Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah. You can't do that play now. Yep. They know it's coming.
Yeah. Speaking of the Chiefs, they play a preseason game, the biggest of the preseason.
Right.
Saturday at 3:00.
3:00.
In Kansas City against the Detroit Lions.
On 96.5, the Fan.
That's right. In clear HD sound. You think our voices are great. Wait till Mitch Holtis brings you to your knees. Yeah. Wait till you hear the first touchdown, Kansas City, in HD. But anything you're watching on Saturday?
Not like, really, no.
The first quarter?
No. Yeah. Maybe. You know, no, I don't get anything out of preseason games. They're not for me. You know, they're for Brett Veach. They're
no
for
Drake
scouts.
May last
they're
night?
For what's that?
No Drake May evaluation
nah,
last
gonna,
night?
I'm not going to evaluate. I didn't get far enough into the game to evaluate Drake May, even though that 65-yard pass was really nice.
Really
but,
good.
But again, I mean, what can you judge out of these games?
That Jacoby Brissett is washed?
Well, yeah, we know that, though. I mean, I could have told you that without watching, you know, the preseason game.
Jalen Milton has a hose.
Jacoby Brissett, I mean,
he looked terrible.
He was never ready. I mean, like, he's never been a good quarterback, so I'm not surprised by that. But no, I there's nothing for me to watch in these preseason games. It's one of those deals where you just hope nobody gets hurt, right? Like I hate that because that's like the dumbest thing ever. Like, we're playing these games and always like, please don't get hurt in these games and you know whatnot. And so for coaches, I guess it's good for, you know, some of these guys that are trying to make a roster somewhere in the NFL. Fine, you go out there and do your thing. But I think from a fan standpoint, you're not gaining much from this. It's just something to kind of distract the attention, you know, maybe of a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday morning or however you want to consume the game. But you know, for me, I'm not the coach. I'm not the general manager. There's really nothing for me to gleam, if you will, to steal a Marty line about what I'm going to look at in this preseason game.
So then let's get into this. Going into this season, who are your most five valuable Chiefs?
Yeah, my most five valuable Chiefs, it's going to be a little bit different of a list, I think, than a lot of people. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, I think, is number one on that list of value. Number two is Andy Reid on that list. I think he is obviously a value. Number three is Brett Veach because his job never stops. Somebody gets hurt, they find somebody else. They bring somebody else from the practice squad. They're constantly cycling on that bottom half of the roster.
And this is
getting
his
that
town.
Thing better. And this is his town. It is a Brett Veach town. Harrison Butker is on the list of most valuable Chiefs because you can't really put a price tag.
He's your Wade Davis.
Yeah, he really is, right?
He's like, your closer.
You want to make sure that you know, like, how much better would the Royals be right now if you had a Wade Davis coming out of the bullpen?
First
they may be in first place, right? They may be winning this division if they had a legitimate closer. We'll talk to Eric Hosmer about that, who said, Wade Davis is just a phone call away. I'm only one call away. So get Wade Davis on the phone and get him out in the bullpen.
HD.
Probably really good. But Butker, man, like, when you have a bad kicker, there's nothing worse, right? We all know about that. It sucks.
Yeah.
And then finally for me, Chris Jones is the valuable guy for me on defense because he got his big payday and he's a playmaker. He's a wrecker down there. And so I expect Chris Jones to have big things going on this year.
Dr. Mackenstein.
I'm not going to count Veach or Reed. I'm just going to go with the players. Mm-hmm. Reed would probably make the list as would Veach though. Starting with Mahomes, think that's easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Travis Kelce, best connection we've seen in all of NFL history.
Who is more irreplaceable, Mahomes or Kelce?
Mahomes.
Sorry, you think?
Close. We didn't win a playoff game until we had Mahomes as quarterback.
We had a playoff win
with Kelce.
Travis Kelce is a big time player for this team. I mean, it like if you lose Travis, who's your replacement, right?
Wiley,
100%. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you lose Mahomes, who's your team?
Well, you got Carson Wentz right now.
Okay. That makes me wince.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mahomes and Kelce, again, the 1-2 punch that, I mean, Tom Brady, Gronk, fine. I'll take Mahomes and Kelce any day. Chris Jones, best defensive player in the league to me right now. I think he's the most impactful player on our defense. Trent McDuffie, right behind him.
Yeah, I mean, my list is pretty similar to yours. Mahomes, Kelce, Jones, McDuffie. I actually throw Carl Loftus into this list.
Yeah. Okay, so no Butker, because I had Butker as well.
I didn't want to be a total repeat offender, but Carl Loftus came to this team, and you were able to start allowing pressure on quarterbacks, because what was happening when you lost to the Cincinnati Bengals in that AFC Championship game?
Couldn't sack Burrow.
What happened the very next year? Carl Loftus counted to four because they sacked him four times in the first half.
Right.
And you dominated their offensive line, and you walked right into the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl. Mm. Carl Loftus is a very, very valuable player. Might be the most underrated valuable player on this team.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
He's an understated player because of everybody else that's around him, because of Chris Jones, because of Trent McDuffie, because Mahomes. Carl Loftus doesn't usually make the list of guys that you talk about because he does kind of get lost in the shuffle. We were, I guess, talking off the air yesterday, maybe it was, about, you know, could you see Carl Loftus having more sacks than Chris Jones this year? We're like, yeah, absolutely. I could see Carl Loftus having more sacks than Chris Jones this year. Yeah. No question in my mind. And I think he will. He plays that position that lends itself more to getting sacks. And he had 10.5 or whatever it was last year. Like, for a guy who had double-digit sacks, and there aren't many of those every year in the NFL, nobody was talking about George Karloftis last year.
What about Taylor?
And Kansas City Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt says the Taylor Swift craze helped fuel a 30% increase in the team's fan base amid its Super Bowl winning season. Swift began dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce last year and made frequent appearances at the games. Hunt said her impact stunned the league, which confirmed that 30% metric without disclosing how exactly it measured the fan base.
Pretty valuable.
How about that, right? That was from CNBC or something I saw yesterday. I'm like, they're talking about Taylor Swift and the Chiefs right now? Like, what's going on? A 30% growth in their fan base last year because of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Did Mahomes even have that big fan base growth? I mean, my God, 30%. Like, how they measure that, as they said, we have no idea how they measure, you know, the growth. But Clark Hunt's telling people now on the business side that Taylor Swift is attributed for a 30% growth in the fan base. And the NFL's looking at that going, oh my God, how do we capitalize on this? So for those of you like Tony Dungy who think Taylor Swift is the devil, she's huge. She's awesome. She's wonderful. And she is here to stay. And I love her so much. And I love the relationship. And I can't wait to see what happens this year with Taylor Swift. It's going to be awesome to see her at almost every game this year. So unbelievable, man. Like a 30% growth in your fan base because of her. That's wild. Insane.
We need to try to get her on the show.
Best of luck. Yes.
Wouldn't that be good. Be a pull?
Yeah.
Hear that beautiful voice in the FM Cypher Sports Radio. Mm-hmm.
Is there another star that would even have half that effect right now?
In the world on any fan base? No. I don't think so. No, I mean, she's the biggest star in the world, right?
She's
the
modern day Beatles.
Yeah,
you can disagree with that take all you want, but it's facts are facts.
I mean, no, I mean, there's no disagreeing with that at all. I mean, she's doing things and putting on shows that we've never seen ever. I mean, my wife's friend took her daughter, who, you know, just recently got engaged. So I don't know if it's an engagement. They went to London to watch Taylor Swift, right? Dope. Like that's how big Taylor Swift is. People are traveling across the globe to go see her. So yeah, she definitely is a modern day Beatle. There's never been anybody before her, though, that you could look at and say, like, who was the biggest superstar on earth before Taylor Swift? Was it Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, there was kind of a gap. I'd say prime Michael Jackson is the nearest one that we have to that, this, you know, level magnitude.
Maybe
of Taylor Swift.
Garth, maybe, but you get on the coasts and a lot of people don't know Garth, you know, like Taylor Swift.
And
is,
I think global too, not just the States.
That's what I'm saying.
Bruce.
Bon Jovi, but there's never been, I don't think we've ever seen anybody in our lifetime that's the global icon like Taylor Swift is. And so I think it's really hard to compare. And I think you're right. I think the Beatles, and I'm not a huge Beatles fan, but I think everybody knows that, like, it was the Beatles. And then there's a lot of really good acts and whatnot, but nobody that's captured the globe like Taylor. Nobody.
Could capture MLB if they would put both these players in prime time. We move on to the Royals on the other side. It's a series that you can't just throw away. It's Royals and Cincinnati tonight. We dive into what that three-game series could mean for one Bobby Witt Jr. and an Ellie De La Cruz. Listen to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Ah, the sweet sounds of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I gotta love it, man.
That's right. You get around Bob for about 2 weeks, and you start picking up on the things there. This is Fesco and Dusty, and our executive producer, Mac Morey. That's Simone. What did you guys have for dinner last night?
Last night at the event.
Solid turkey, by the way.
Yeah, really good turkey at Smokehouse,
Is turkey one of the most underrated barbecue meats?
I think turkey, when you get the smoked turkey at Thanksgiving from Smokehouse, you will experience something that you've never had in your entire life before. Like, my mother has these things shipped to Jersey every year for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I knew that. You always see a picture of it on her front doorstep.
Sometimes we'll bring it on the plane, you know,
but we've decided
not to do that anymore.
You're going to make a lot of people mad doing that by jealousy and be like,
it's coming
from the undercarriage.
You're not allowed to bring liquids, but you are allowed to bring a Smokehouse barbecue smoked turkey on the plane at Thanksgiving time. And pets. Yeah, you can bring your parakeet if you want, or your squirrel. So the smoked turkey always good, but it is fantastic. You know, smoked turkey is good, man.
Like, it's awesome.
Usually with turkey, it's always dry, right? Not smoked turkey, man. Not at all. So yeah, get your grub on with a little
Smokehouse. Let me know what I can do to hook my family up with your connection.
I'll make a few phone calls. I know a guy.
Okay. Because I thought about doing one on the Traeger this year, but if I don't have to worry about it, then...
All you do is you get it the night before Thanksgiving, right? Like
that's
Wednesday night, which is one of the best going out nights of the year, still think. You know,
it's like an unannounced holiday.
The Brookside or the night before Thanksgiving may be the most spectacular time. At least it was back in my day, right? Mm. Where you go to the Brookside or the Wednesday before... I don't know how much... I'm 47 with kids now. Like, going out isn't really that much of a thing, right?
No, it's still like a high school reunion at every local bar.
But whatever it was about the Brookside or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it was just, I mean, to steal a term, off the chain, like insane. Like, I mean,
lit.
Like just totally lit, man. Like, yeah. I mean, like everybody would be there. It would be an S show. I mean, there's just no other way to put it, right? The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, anybody who did that back in the day knows they're like, oh yeah, nodding. And then you wake up on Thanksgiving and you're hungover. Like, it's a great going out night, maybe the best going out night of the year, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you get your turkey Wednesday, you go to the Brookside on Wednesday night, do your thing. And then you just put that turkey in the oven in the morning, around 250. And when you're ready to eat, it's warm. It's ready to go. It's fantastic.
Eric Hosmer joins the show at 720, Royals legend. He'll be on Fesco and Dusty. But as we get into our next topic, we dive into what is Royals versus Reds.
Yes, baby. Let's go.
I'm excited about this because multiple things. This isn't a throwaway series where you're like, oh, it's Cincinnati. They're 9 games out. They're 60-61. They're a 500 ball club. Yep. You're playing on the road in a beautiful stadium, by the way.
Oh, have you been there?
No, but I've seen pictures.
Yeah, that's one of the few we haven't been to. That was our COVID year baseball trip, and we didn't get to go. So I've never nattied.
Mm. But they're not a terrible team.
Right.
But this is something where yesterday you were kind of given a minor gift. Those annoying Minnesota Twins somehow came back and won with a sacrifice fly by former Royals legend Carlos Santana.
That's a legend right there. Yeah. He's actually hitting the ball. Wow, man.
He did it everywhere but Kansas City.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Trade him to Seattle, and all of a sudden he's hitting bombs, and he goes to Minnesota, and he's like made his career that much longer. But you were kind of given a gift yesterday. You got to take advantage of that. Seattle loses. Boston loses. You're 2.5 above Boston for that third place wild card. You're still 2 games behind Minnesota in the second place for the wild card and in the division. And those two teams behind you didn't do their job. You had an off day. They had a chance to make up some ground. They didn't. Now you play Cincinnati for 3. Go take advantage. Don't look at this as a throwaway series. I know they're not going to, but from the fan base, and this is going to be one of those series. Again, it's obvious. It's late in the season. We're almost to just 40 games left in the season.
Right.
You got to win 2 out of 3 on the road right now. You got to take advantage of a team that you are more superior than. And that's a fact. The Royals are a better team than the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, there's no doubt about it. But I do like what Q said the other day to us when he goes, you know, there's still a quarter of the season left. I'm like, yeah, when you put it that way, it seems like there's a long time left in the season, right? But there really isn't. I mean, it's no longer a marathon, right? This is now a sprint to the finish line. And the Reds do have some good players. I mean, I think we're in for a treat this weekend, guys, with Ellie De La Cruz and Bobby Witt Jr., right? Like, you talk about two of the great young players in the game, two of the great young shortstops in this game right now. Ellie De La Cruz came on the scene, what, 2 years ago or last year?
2 years.
And it's been 2 years already. Gosh. And you're just like, wow, that guy's a player, man. That guy's fun to watch. And then we've kind of had the line of shortstops, you know, since then. Bobby Witt's come onto the scene. Gunnar Henderson's come onto the scene. Like, we've got a great crop of shortstops now in Major League Baseball. And so if you're a baseball dork, like sitting around watching Ellie De La Cruz, that's a lot of fun for me. I like watching when he plays. I like turning on a Reds game and seeing that guy because he just pops off the screen. He runs so fast. He makes great plays. He's got 21 bombs, you know, on the year. He's not as good, obviously, as Bobby Witt Jr. is. He's hitting almost 100 points less than Bobby at 260-something. But this guy's unbelievable. So I think we're in for a really good matchup tonight at that shortstop position. And you're going to see some really cool athleticism on display. I'm excited for this series against the Reds. And as you mentioned, 60-61. That's a losing team. You need to keep a losing team losing. And anything less, Dusty, than 2 out of 3 against the Reds is kind of a failure in Cincinnati, in my opinion.
Especially this time of year. Again, they're a game under 500. The Royals are many games over 500. But again, you go into this series, the Reds are favored on DraftKings, at least. They're minus 142. The Royals are plus 120. But I'm like you, Bob. Like, I love watching Bobby Witt Jr. play. We did a topic like this yesterday, which is, what are athletes that you tend to root for that aren't wearing your hometown threads?
Right.
De La Cruz is one of them.
He is. And if you're not rooting for that guy, then I don't know what it's going to take for you to root for an exciting player, because that guy brings it all to the ballpark.
Right. And he's one of those guys that he does things that you know for a fact no one else can do.
Right.
The guy has an absolute rocket for an infield arm. I mean, last year I think he threw a ball across the diamond like 98 miles per hour.
He hit 100 at one point last year. Yeah.
I knew he hit 98, and they said it was the fastest throw from like third to first that we've seen in like 35 years or some ridiculous number like that. And then you parlay that with Bobby Witt Jr., who's obviously a rising superstar in baseball. You get both those guys on the same field at the same time.
It's going to be like who can outdo who, I think, right?
It's American League versus National League, so you don't get to see that a whole lot. And there's a chance there's another matchup we'll see later on in this season where you might get to see Paul Skenes versus Bobby Witt Jr., which we'll get into that a little bit later about two athletes you'd like to see square off against each other. But this is one of those series where it's like you can kind of show on the road, National League team, that you're the better team. And you go take 2 out of 3, and it starts with tonight with Michael Lorenzen on the mound, and it's not going to be a cakewalk of a series. This isn't one where you're like, oh, we're going to walk into Cincinnati, who's 60-61, and we're going to take care of business. Nah, that ain't how it's going to work. But you got to go in there, and you got to kick some ass and do it early.
You do, and you have to. I think, you know, when you start to look at the pitching matchups, I don't want to say tonight's going to be your best opportunity, but the Reds are throwing 3 starters at us that all have ERAs under 4.
Yeah, okay? They're pretty solid.
They're really good in the rotation. Yeah. So it's going to be, can the Royals match what the Reds have going on? Can Michael Waka, can, you know, Singer, who's pitching on Sunday, kind of match what's going on? And then, you know, you look at what's going on tonight with the rotation. You got Lorenzen, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Martinez has got an ERA under 3 or under 4. So they're really good starting pitching that's going on in Cincinnati right now. They've got some really good starters on that team. Can we match their starters inning for inning, blow for blow? And to me, that's kind of what it's going to come down to. I kind of see these games, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I kind of see them as low scoring games. I think both pitching staffs, both the Royals and the Reds, are really effing good. And so when you got two good pitching staffs going out there, I think you're going to see a very, very low scoring type of series. And so you're going to have to try to scratch out runs. Maybe you're playing for one run early in a game against the Reds or something of that nature. But I think it's going to be a really competitive series. And the Royals, man, you want to stay in this thing, you want to maintain, you want to continue to push for the playoffs. These are the series, these are the games that you have to take. You get a break with Anaheim coming up for 3 games. They're not a very good ball club, but then it's back to Philadelphia. You're playing the Phillies coming next weekend. So you've got an opportunity here, a losing team. You've got to take 2 out of 3 from the Reds. A sweep would be outstanding.
No doubt. Baseball coverage on 96.5 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up on the other side, we will get to the Royals a little bit later, but it is 816 day. We continue to do that every hour. Don't forget, Eric Hosmer will come up in this next hour here on 96.5 The Fan. But next up on 816 day, your top 3 most iconic KC buildings. 4816 day, that's Bob Fesco. I am Dusty Likens. That is Mac Morey. This is 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.